Hello, this is Kelly Dugan, and you are listening to Image Matters News, a once-monthly blog feature dedicated to principles and strategies that will assist you in gaining more of what you want with ease, allowing you to attract more prospects, gain rapport, and achieve what you define as success. This is Volume 13, Issue 5, entitled Communicating Change Effectively, a Practical Guide. Feature: Communicating Change Effectively, a Practical Guide. Change is no longer an occasional disruption. It's a continual reality. Organizations are pushed and pulled by forces that demand agility, resilience, and thoughtful leadership. They must respond to both internal initiatives and external pressures, adapting their strategies, structures, and culture to remain competitive and relevant. These changes can range from small, incremental updates to large-scale, transformative shifts. While change itself is inevitable, success is not. What often separates thriving organizations from struggling ones is not the change itself, but how that change is communicated. Why communication matters. Organizations face a wide variety of change drivers, including market competition and economic shifts, digital transformation and emerging technologies, mergers, acquisitions, or restructuring, internal growth initiatives, or strategic pivots. Each of these scenarios requires a tailored communication approach. For example, a technology rollout might require training-focused messaging, while a merger might need transparency and emotional intelligence to address employee concerns. When leaders underestimate or use the wrong communication approach, they can create confusion, resistance, and disengagement. Employees fear and resist uncertainty. Without clear messaging, even well-intentioned transformations can feel threatening or chaotic. Effective communication requires at least three essential things. Clarity. What is changing and why? Context. How the change affects individuals and teams. Confidence. Reassurance that leadership has a plan. When these elements are successfully implemented, change becomes something people can participate in with less fear. Ultimately, change is a human experience. This means communication is not just about delivering information. It's about building trust. Five strategies for communicating change effectively. 1. Start early and be transparent. One of the most common mistakes is waiting too long to communicate. Even if all details are finalized, share what you know and what you don't. This builds credibility. Silence leads to speculation, which is more damaging than imperfect information. 2. Tailor the message to your audience. Not every team member needs the same level of detail, but everyone needs to understand how the change affects them. In a medium-sized service business, for example, the receptionist, administrative assistants, and direct client support staff may each require different messaging to fully grasp operational change. 3. Reinforce the why. People are most likely to support change when they understand its purpose. Whether it's improving client and or patient services, increasing efficiency, ensuring long-term sustainability, or something else, clearly state the reason behind the change. 4. Create two-way communication channels. Communication shouldn't be a one-way announcement. Encourage questions, feedback, and open dialogue. This is especially important in settings where team collaboration directly affects client and or patient outcomes. 5. Lead by example. Leaders set the tone. If leadership appears uncertain, disconnected, or resistant, employees will mirror that behavior. Confidence, consistency, and visibility are key. Managing resistance and sustaining change. Resistance is a natural response to change. Instead of dismissing it, view it as a valuable feedback. Often, resistance highlights gaps in communication or areas where additional support is needed. Address concerns directly, acknowledge challenges, and provide resources such as training or coaching. In smaller organizations, even informal conversations can make a significant difference in easing concerns. Of course, communication doesn't end once the change is implemented. Ongoing reinforcement is essential to ensure that new behaviors and processes are sustained and resistance doesn't reemerge. Celebrate small wins, recognize team efforts, and consistently revisit the purpose behind the change. Over time, this builds a culture that is more adaptable and less resistant to future transitions. Final thoughts. Change is both a business strategy and a leadership challenge. Whether navigating major transformations or small updates, your ability to communicate effectively determines the outcome. Organizations that prioritize clear, consistent, and empathetic communication are better positioned to maintain trust, retain talent, and continue to deliver exceptional service. At Kelly Dugan Image Consulting, we believe that how you communicate change shapes not only your organization's success, but also its culture, reputation, and long-term growth. When communication is intentional and people-centered, change becomes opportunity, not an obstacle. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening, and as always, we wish you much success in the coming month.